All right, we're going to travel to an unincorporated city, which is also a suburb called Sugarloaf. Sugarloaf is situated next to Big Bear City and Big Bear Lake. When you drive into Big Bear Lake, the next city over is Big Bear City, and then 8 miles from that is Sugarloaf. So it's the eastern tip. It's a suburb of it. So it's primarily residential, and it's as high as 7,000 feet, so they get snow. The name of the town is taken from a nearby mountain called Sugarloaf. The mountain is called because it appeared to some to bear a resemblance to a sugar loaf. During the olden days, sugar was sold in pieces of a loaf. So a little history there. The demographics, it's estimated at 3,100. Overall crime grade is D. Median age is 45. There's less male than female by 45 to 55%. Only 22% of the households have children. The average income is 58,000. 12% are below poverty. 42% have a high school grad, 34% some college, and 20% a college degree. 33% have never been married, 39% are currently married, 10% are widowed, 17% divorced. These are high numbers. 85% are white, 14% Hispanic, and 1% other. There isn't a lot of history because primarily in the 1940s, they just took the area and subdivided it into a place where they could have a suburb of it. So there was a bunch of campsites in that area and they turned them into properties. So pretty much it is just a suburb of the Big Bear area, but large enough to be unincorporated. It's a tourist spot for vacation homes, and a full-time homeowners live there, and it's considered a very caring community. We have a video so you can learn more about it. A great little video that kind of gives you an oversight. So Lord, we come before you this day and we ask that you would raise up intercessors in this place called Sugarloaf, and that they would have a heart to pray for their city, that Bible studies would be accessible to those that live there, so that especially when they have inclement weather, which they do frequently, that they wouldn't have to drive to Big Bear City or Lake to go to church. We pray, God, that there would be weekly ones because they do a lot of work with tourism. And we pray, God, that people would rise up and minister to this suburb, maybe from Big Bear City and Big Bear Lake. We pray that people's lives will be transformed by the gospel, that people would have a boldness in evangelism, that there would be deliverance from drugs and any other addictions. We pray for San Bernardino County that governs this city, and we pray, God, that they would do it with integrity and wisdom and help it. We pray for the schools that the students that do live there have to travel to the city or the lake. And we thank you, God, that there is a mountain and a trail in the area that a lot of people like to visit. We pray for safety of those that do visit there. And maybe even Christians would use it as a place for a retreat and a way to kind of rest and rejuvenate and enjoy the beauty of your creation. We pray for their current COVID status, which is 13 cases. We pray, God, that those numbers will decrease. We pray especially for the crime that occurs every 14 days, and the violent crime is F, property crime C minus, and other crime is D minus. The top issues are vandalism, drug crimes, burglary, and theft. And we pray for each of these to decrease as a result of the gospel reaching the lives of these people. God, you love the people in Sugarloaf. You know their hearts, you know their minds, you know what's keeping them from turning their lives over to you. And we pray, God, for the believers, first of all, to wake up and share their faith with excitement, like they just had won the lottery or something better. And God, we pray that they would share it with such excitement and joy and exuberance, and that their lives in itself would be transformed, that the people around would want to know, what do you have? We want to have it too. We pray for revival in Sugarloaf City, in Jesus' name.